وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights, and one of their rights is to live and have a prosperous life. Their life needs to be safe, their life needs to be respected, their life needs to be safeguarded. And that's just a basic human right. To ensure such a human right is preserved for man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created what we call retaliation, a system of what we call qisas, to ensure the rights of man are kept. Now, this concept of qisas in many other systems, it's what we call the court system, where a person goes to court and judgment is passed. And especially when it comes to killing another person, where we have the death penalty. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken measures to ensure the life of people and their human rights are preserved. And that is by stating laws that if a person transgresses against, then he will suffer the full wrath of the law, which obviously it only exists in Islam, does not exist anywhere else, sadly. And even the Muslims are not applying. Inshallah, we're hoping that the Savior will come soon and apply that kind of justice to mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said, the measures that He took to ensure the rights of human beings is the fact that He said, when it comes to killing a person, your life will be taken. If you would kill a person, your life will be taken. So Allah says, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا, and then we have ordained therein for them, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ, a soul for a soul. I mean, I'm trying to preserve human rights here. I'm trying to give everyone their right. If you take the right to live, then your right to live should be taken too. وَالْعَيْنُ بِالْعَيْنِ, an eye for an eye. وَالْأَنْفِ بِالْأَنْفِ, a nose for a nose. وَالْإِذْنُ بِالْإِذْنِ, an ear for an ear. وَالسِّنِّ بِالسِّنِ, and a teeth for a teeth. وَالْجُرُوحُ قُصَاصٍ, when it comes to wounds, each wound has its own punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put these punishments, and He stated the law. So I and you as human beings, when we read them, they should act as a way of deterring me from trying to oppress and take the right of other people. When I do understand that if I harm a person, if I kill them, I'll be killed. If I cut their nose, my nose will be cut. If I do this, this will be done to me. If I knew these things prior, that will be a way to deter me from committing crime against humanity. And therefore, I would live by that code of trying to preserve the life of other people. Therefore, they will live a happier, prosperous life, and so will I. I will be safe from them, and they will be safe from me. When such a system disappears, then we have chaos. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of retaliation, when a person's life is taken, another life has to be taken. Okay, an ear for an ear, an eye for an eye. That was just a system placed by Islam to ensure that human rights are covered, right? When I know that I can't harm another human being, then their rights are covered, mine are covered. When we look at systems that on the outside, they seem to be talking about human rights. They seem to be standing and chanting for human rights. But the reality is the opposite to that. It makes you wonder. For example, we see the death penalty has been taken off the books in the majority of the world, of the countries of the world, where death penalty is considered to be inhumane now, which meant that those criminals, it is much easier for them to take a life. Well, because they say, well, what is the worst that could happen? I could go to jail. And yeah, maybe I'll spend 10, 15, 20 years, or I could get even 40, 50 years, and then, I don't know, 10 on parole, 10 on this, 10 on that, I'll be out in 15. So it made it easy for others to transgress on the rights of other people. Why? Because the system that's in place, the laws that are in place are so weak. And in fact, they are inviting for other people to come and commit crimes against humanity. And even if you look at it from a bigger scale, when it comes to countries, the World Justice Court is the same. You know, they're doing the exact same thing, where they're making it easier for people. If you have the right to veto, you can do whatever you want. You can get away with things. And those who are oppressed, they can't. So now that's an issue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only did He create man, not only did He give man the right to live and the right to freedom and the right to many things, but He also sent down the rules and regulations to ensure His right, to ensure His right to live a peaceful living, and to live in a way where he's not in fear for his life, to live in a way where he feels he's safe, where he feels there's a system that if anyone tries to transgress against him or cross the lines when it comes to his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ensured that that person will be punished in this world before the hereafter. So in terms of human rights, when it comes to life itself, you will not find any place in the world that preserves it and respects it more than Islam. And the Quran itself speaks for itself. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam are an evidence to that. Now, we will leave it up to here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.